This is JIS News. Coming up, JIS website up and running. 8 ministries sign trade facilitation MOU and Child Development Agency rolls out parenting seminars. The news in detail after this message.
Child abuse is any act or failure to act on the part of an adult which presents physical and emotional risks of serious harm to a child. Hitting a child with a piece of board, belt, or any other object is abuse. Burning a child with a hot object like an iron is abuse. Calling a child worthless, stupid, and good for nothing is abuse. Violating a child sexually is abuse. Report suspected cases of child abuse to the OCR. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
Now the news. Chief Executive Officer of the Jamaica Information Service, JIS, Donna Marie Rowe, is assuring members of the public that the recent attack on the agency's website only took the form of surface defacement and no sensitive information was accessed by the perpetrators. The site had been inaccessible late Monday night into early Tuesday as a result of a cyber attack by hacktivists or persons posing as such.
So what we saw was a message on the front page of the website. And our security team is undertaking other restoration efforts at the moment and are looking into the matter to determine the source.
Chief Executive Officer of the Jamaica Information Service, Donna Marie Rowe. The website jis.gov.jm is back to normal. Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell says day one of implementation of number portability in Jamaica was a success. Close to 100 Jamaicans successfully switched service providers during the first day of the system's implementation.
The systems of the various companies did stand up to the test, and so our fears have not materialized. So we are very pleased. The report so far is that everything was seamless and people are generally happy. All the providers are happy with the way the system is working.
Minister Paulwell was speaking in an interview with JIS News Tuesday. Number portability came into effect 12:01 a.m. Monday. The first port became possible at 9 a.m. Number portability allows fixed line and mobile phone customers to switch networks while keeping their original phone numbers. The government has signaled its commitment to further enhance the trade environment in Jamaica with the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding MOU by 8 ministries on Monday. The trade facilitation agreement was signed by ministers, permanent secretaries, and other representatives of the Ministries of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Health, Agriculture and Fisheries, Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, National Security, Transport, Works and Housing, Finance and Planning, and the Cabinet Office. Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator A.J. Nicholson says the MOU will ensure the implementation of transparent, consistent and predictable procedures at Jamaica's borders aimed at reducing transaction costs and improving the national trading environment.
Given the current thrust towards establishing Jamaica as a global logistics hub, trade facilitation will of course play a key transformative role in improving Jamaica's trading environment and international competitiveness, primarily through the establishment of improved and more efficient processes at the border to facilitate international trade in goods that are entering Jamaica.
Senator Nicholson says the MOU represents another step in Jamaica's preparatory work to implement the World Trade Organization Agreement on Trade Facilitation. And the Child Development Agency, CDA, has embarked on a series of parenting seminars to educate parents and guardians about the issues surrounding child development and sexuality. Regional Director of the CDA, Robert Williams, says the seminars aim to equip parents with valuable parenting skills.
For a long time, we have realized in CDA that parenting has to be part of the issues we are facing in this country with our children.
Mr. Williams was speaking at the second in the series of seminars at the Alpha Institute on South Camp Road in Kingston recently. The next workshop is scheduled for Thursday, June 25 at the Conference Center, Central Jamaica Conference of Seventh-day Adventists in Spanish Town, St. Catherine. The series will run until June 30. The seminars are being held under the theme Positive Parenting for the Nation's Sake. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.